not Trump, not us, God Almighty, in Jesus' name.
This is an unfair hearing test. See how much easier it is to identify and enjoy the various instruments when the
fundamental tones
and all the harmonics are present in the proper key. This is an unfair hearing test. Many people with a hearing loss have a range that is more limited than even the most
antiquated recordings.
There are a number of situations where even a person with normal hearing has difficulty in understanding speech. Have a range that is more limited than even the most antiquated recordings. There are a number of situations where even a person with normal hearing has difficulty in understanding speech.
Members of Congress have received only silence from the Department of Justice regarding the treatment of these defendants based upon concerns arising from statements made under oath. It's fortunate, unfortunate, that members of Congress have received only silence from the Department of Justice regarding the treatment of these defendants based upon concerns arising from statements made under oath.
Do you think he's gonna still be president a week from now?
Oh, 100. I'll eat a shoe. I'll eat a shoe on camera if he's not.
I know Trump won. Who do you think won?
Do you think he's gonna still be president a week from now?
Restaurant noises, for example.
Somebody's taken away.
The media, you saw
it. I just listened to what the court said.
The court wouldn't even hear the evidence. Do you think that's fair?
There was, for example, appointed lawyers.
I don't care. They did not hear the evidence.
God, are you a pedophile?
Are you a pedophile?
Are you a pedophile? How is it? Are you a pedophile? Are you a pedophile?
evidence.
God.
Not hear the evidence.
God.
They did not hear the evidence.
God.
Not hear the evidence.
God. Antifa, when it first...
Not hear the evidence.
Antifa, when it first... When at first they let... There's videos out there that show that they let them in first. They bust them in.
Trump supporters...
I know Trump won. Who do you... Who do you think won?
Well, I just listened to what the court said.
The court wouldn't even hear the evidence. Do you think that... that's fair?
They were Trump-appointed lawyers.
I don't care. They did not hear the evidence.
Who got
it?
Well, I just listened to what the court said.
The court didn't even hear the evidence. Do you think that's fair?
They were Trump-appointed lawyers.
I don't care. They did not hear the evidence.
Got
so did Dan Taylor.
They did not hear the evidence.
Ed, have you noticed the older you get, the younger your girlfriends get?
Sorry!
Are you not drunk?
Middle little Mike, you back off. We got the plan, okay?
Have you been doing heroin? Ed, have you noticed the older you get, the younger your girlfriends get?
But it's been over 1,000 years since the Beatles walked the earth.
First-hand records are certainly scarce. There's a lot that we don't know about the Beatles. But we do know that these four young men, John Lennon, Paul McKenzie, Greg Hutchinson, and Scottie Pippen were some of the finest musicians that have ever existed.
The Beatles rose to prominence when they traveled from their native Lymberton to America to perform at Ed Sullivan's annual Woodstock Festival.
Americans were shocked. I mean, at this time, the overwhelming style of music was opera. No one had ever heard of any piece of music that was less than 3 hours long. The Beatles changed all of that.
And they were so prolific. You know, they had so many hit songs. Paperback Writer, Ticket to Run, Wipeout,
Don't Stop Believin'. Parents, loosen up. Stand, loosen. Jimmy Crack Corn, Battle Hymn of the Republic.
And what's truly amazing is that they wrote all of these songs with only the notes A through G. Musical notation had not yet been expanded to B.
Their music dominated the charts, even with competition from such rivals as Michael Jackson, Louis Armstrong, and Ernest Hemingway. It seemed there was nothing the Beatles could accomplish.
Brian.
1965, Shea Stadium, the Beatles wins the Super Bowl. 21-7
against the Giants. Let's go.
It was an immense event in the history of athletics, and it did quite a bit to raise the nation's spirits after the assassination of President Nixon.
For a while, they acted in the television series called I Love Lucy. The prosthetics and makeup on the show was just incredible. You couldn't tell it was them.
They invented the thumbs up. It's a gesture you don't see much anymore, but people would do this to each other, and the Beatles were the first to do it.
And they were pioneers even in animation. Paul McKenzie, they invented pen to paper, just noodling around. Next thing you know, we have Mickey Mouse.
Perhaps the Beatles' greatest accomplishment came with the release of their groundbreaking album, Sgt. Pet Sounds and the Spiders from Asia.
Sadly, no copies of this album remain. They were all fed to Emperor Gorlock in 2016. However, I have taken it upon myself to form one of the finest Beatology teams in the world. We have reconstructed ancient sheet music in the hopes of determining what this album might have sounded like. These are our findings.
After the album's release, rumors began to circulate that the Beatles would break up. They, of course, did not, and for decades they continued to grow in popularity and size, adding new members each year. Today, their influence can be seen everywhere, from the species of insect that was named after them to the children who make wishes on their laps each Beatles.
You know, as we sit here and talk about the Beatles, one thing is perfectly clear. Beatles music will live forever in the hearts of those who had their hearts frozen while the Beatles still alive.
Join us next week as we profile Orson Welles, the filmmaker behind the scathing Vietnam War critique, Dracula, Dead and Loving It.
Join us next week. You see me smash that fucking TV set with a sledgehammer? I'm so retarded!
And even when at first they let their videos out there that showed that they let them in first, they
it's going to be Satan's team kicking off to Christianity. And there's the referee's whistle as the game is underway.
In a town without a name, in a heavy downpour, I sold my soul by the backstage door. With a lust for trouble, a vivid imagination, a very strong urge to resist authoritation. The piper's on call, in case you didn't know. The sound that you're hearing is a bustle in your hedgerow. Most of the time I try to keep it on the level, but at the end of the day, I'm a friend of the devil.
And now I'm running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine.
Take one step up, three. three steps back, and you know what it's like to walk my path. I got no way out, no way home. Calling your number on a broken down payphone. Never was a joiner, never was a quitter, never got busted.
Get off the babysitter! Never.
I'm sorry, Hitler.
Couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry, Hitler.
What?
I'm sorry, Hitler.
Is it kissing?
It is what it is, buddy. It's not like we can go back in time.
Oh, sorry, Hitler.
Oh,
our favorite,
Osan. Oh,
is it
kissing?
Oh, it is what it is, buddy.
There isn't a chance
to go back in time.
Oh, our favorite. Yeah, there's a couple dicks in here.
Our friend Marvin on top of the Yeah, but we were
helping
to move in.
すごい。とにかくすごい。どうすごいかというと、ギャフンと本当に言っちゃうくらいすごい。 何がギャフンなのかっていうと、エリザベス船長な。
I don't care. They did not hear the evidence. I don't care. They did not hear the evidence.
Your biggest job in running any store is selling your merchandise. After all, that's what we're really here for. And selling means doing everything you can to give the customer friendly service that present was noted for. But you'll hear more about that later. And incidentally, if you've never operated a cash register before, don't worry about it. Give the customer friendly service that present was noted for. But you'll hear more about that later.
Sentore. 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 Sentore.
Closing.
Good evening. This is Howard K. Smith.
Good evening.
This is Howard K. Smith.
Centauri.
Good evening. This is Howard K. Smith.
Dependent Centauri. War situation, that means that you've got the greater portion of your working people working at something that has no relation to any kind of human value at all.
Is it harmful? To the extent that it again sanctions practice, training, learning how to hurt, kill other people, it sets the stage for when people are instigated to aggression to use those skills that they have. It again sanctions practice, training, learning how to hurt, kill other people.
This is purely mechanical and ultimately destructive work.
When people are instigated to aggression to use those skills that they have. It again sanctions practice, training,
Centauri.
Learning how to hurt, kill other people.
This is purely mechanical and ultimately destructive work.
When people are instigated to aggression to use those skills that they have.
And like what kind of life do people have? Centauri.
wanted to ding ding.
Spooks. You're supposed to run over the spooks and make the tombstones. They got little people running around. The object of the game is to run them over. I mean, that's a little sick. But it's fun.
These are not pedestrians, these are gremlins.
Sports and interviews, all the action can be found on radio. The What's Happening sound.
Dancing all night. Some party dancing all night. Ended up eating pizza, but
having declared ourselves as sort of in love with the nostalgia that is show business. I think perhaps you'll excuse us if we sing this in chorus. Well, this show business song.
Rock-a-bye, your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a little tune from the heart of Dixie,
it may leave my knees. I learned that when I was in London. I take my leave, my leave.
I have wacky things that go through my mind sometimes. I learned that when I was in London. I have wacky things that go through my mind. I have wacky things that go through my mind sometimes. I have wacky things that go through my mind sometimes. I have wacky things that go through my mind. I have wacky things that go through my mind. I have wacky things that go through my mind. I have wacky things that go through my mind. I have wacky things.
I take my.
I have wacky things. I have wacky things that go through my mind.
I take my.
I I have wacky things that go through my mind.
Centauri.
Things you like. I'm a movie fan, and I watch television all the time, you know? And I watch all the late movies on television. Commercials wig me out. I'm a movie fan, and I watch television all the time, you know? And I watch all the late movies on television.
Centauri.
Commercials wig me out. I'm a movie fan, and I watch television The commercials wig me out.
The Moody Blues.
Remember last time, R2-D2 was sent by the lovely Princess Leia with an urgent message for Ben Kenobi.
Help.
Rebel starship under heavy attack. R2 and C-3PO flee to the planet below. Will they make it? Will they find Ben Kenobi before Darth Vader finds them?
Three commercials. Sure.
From Kenner's Star Wars collection, each sold separately.
Three commercials.
Centauri.
These are not pedestrians, these are gremlins. These are not pedestrians, these are gremlins.
The Star Wars Power of the Force Guns. The biggest ships for the
These are not pedestrians, these are gremlins.
As Rebel Hero Luke Skywalker, you experience the booming war sounds of space.
I'm not.
These are not
pedestrians, these are gremlins. Which is possessed of a sort of, I hesitate to use the word, atavism, but let us say a highly aggressive nature. For example, for that fellow over near the, I believe that's a common bat of the order Chiroptera, the only mammals I might add capable of and flawed.
Thank you.
have a brief word with you. My friend, you have potential. I want to help you be all that you can be. As I'm sure you're aware, sunlight poses a problem for our ethnic group.
These are gremlins. These are gremlins.
It's hard to like hidden people, but it's hard to not. Gremlins? Because they're not real. I wouldn't want to run over anybody.
They're just little ghosts. I don't know. Just little people running around.
Alpha Intergalactic Space Station has reached critical mass in orbit. Its weight and size now poses serious threats to Mother Earth. In its great wisdom, the Central Committee has decided to use all resources necessary to release the space station from the Earth's gravity. Its new course is set for the Magellan Current. Like the great explorer Magellan, the Alpha Station will journey into the ice. symbol of our values and knowledge. It will carry a message of peace and unity to the farthest reaches of the universe. Our thoughts and prayers go with you. Godspeed. It will carry a message of peace and unity to the farthest reaches of the universe.
Faced with that kind of competing distraction. So they also found that has metabolic effects, meaning it alters glucose regulation, it upregulates appetite, it decreases energy expenditure, and it increases obesity. So what I really wanted to talk about today is that meaning it's so easy to focus on the negative side effects of that because, you know, we all are kind of aware of them, even if we don't always think of them as belonging to our back pain. We kind of know in the back of our head, right? You know that because you have pain at night and you don't sleep so well, you know that that robs you of some of the energy that you need for the day.
I wanted to look at
what if we turn this around, right? Because at the end of the day, that's why you're in this group. This is why I created my program for writers, the ultimate pain-free writing solution, because I wanted to help writers turn that around. At the end of the day, it's not just about pain, it's about all the things that our pain robs us. Just imagine solution, because if you could get rid of your back pain and we can turn this around, then the statement for you could read that even relatively moderate improvements in sleep can seriously improve waking behavioral functions around. And who wouldn't want to make better decisions and feel more energized and be more innovative?
How
adept at revising your plans and to be really good at focusing when you're in a distracted situation, right? And then the metabolic side effects are great. Just think about it. If we sleep better because we have less pain, what could happen? You could feel so good and so energized, and you don't need that 3 o'clock after sugary snack in order to get through. Just think about it. Does that make sense? So I wanted to come on here today because, you know, oftentimes when we talk about back pain, it's kind of a sad thing, right? Because it affects every part of our lives. Sugary snack in order and to get through. Just think about it. We don't necessarily focus on the other side. So I've had a few posts in here where I have said to people, well, just imagine on the other side of pain. And then people say to me, well, what's on the other side? The other side of pain is a lot more energy. So I've had a few not just that you don't have pain, but that your entire body feels more well-rested, more at ease. It's easier to move. Everything is more fun. And everything works. So if you haven't already scheduled a call with me to talk about your back pain, your situation, what's going on, so we can have a look, if I can see whether I can help you or not, do that right now. You're in this group for a reason. So just make sure that when you schedule the call, your situation, what's going on, that you are ready to think about the possibilities of getting out of pain, because I know that that's one of the hardest things to do. If you haven't slept well, you know, for years, it's hard to imagine what it will be like to really sleep well. But, you know, I kind of wanted to come on here today to say this because just talked to the riders in the program today, and she said to me that she slept through it like a log, but life was so great. When was the last time you went to bed or just fell asleep and she said slept through the entire night like a log? Like, how about that? So that could be you. Okay? So go to riderfitness.com/chat. Pick a time that works for you. It will redirect you to an application form. Okay? Please fill that out. Go to Rider.
We've been listening to you, and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Pick a time that works for you. It will redirect you to an application form, okay? Please fill that out. Go to Rider.
We've been listening to you, and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Back on his front porch, Skipper felt very sorry for himself. He whimpered and complained in the saddest voice he could manage. Back on his front porch, Skipper felt very sorry for himself. He whimpered and complained in the saddest voice he could manage. Back on his front porch, Skipper felt very sorry for himself. He whimpered and complained in the saddest voice he could manage.